The Electoral Commission says it is pleased to report that over 3 million South Africans voters visited their voting stations over the past weekend to register for the first time, to re-register or to update their registration details. The IC was briefing the media today on the first voter registration weekend for the local government elections that is to take place later this year. It says that this is more than double that was recorded during the first registration weekend for the first or the previous municipal elections in 2011, and 23% increase over registration activity during the first registration weekend in 2014 national provincial elections. We speak with the Gauteng Provincial Electoral Officer, Masego Sheburi. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us. Do you believe the larger numbers could be attributed to better awareness campaigns?
I think it's a combination of factors. Certainly, when it gets it raised to the youth, it may be that the youth have found resonance with a youthful electoral campaign. But there may have been issues outside of what we do. For example, the things that are currently happening on campuses indicate a resurgence in civic agency. So I think there are a combination of factors that could be attributed to the rise in interest in the registration process.
Historically, are South Africans less inclined to participate in voter registration weekends for local government elections than national elections?
That's true. In the trend has been that in local government elections, there is a lower turnout and lower rate of participation than there is in national and provincial elections. But in 2011, we recorded almost a 9% increase in voter participation during local government elections, and that's a trajectory that we hope we can maintain.
Can you give us a breakdown of the numbers of new voters and that of voters who re-registered and just visited the voting stations to check up or to update their details?
As you correctly indicated, just over 3 million people visited at 22,500 voting stations over Saturday and Sunday. The endearing narrative out of this is that 692,000 of those were persons who were registering for the first time on the voter's roll. And what elated us most is that of the 692,545 were persons who were younger than 29 years of age, meaning the targets that we're chasing of young people, we have made a significant dent in that target. Of those people, you recall that in the past few months, we've been trying to get people to visit our stations and to come to our offices to update their registration details so that we can improve the availability of addresses on the voter's roll. In that regard, 1 million people visited our registration stations to re-register in different voting districts, meaning those persons who have moved houses or whose registration have been impacted by the immediate past demarcation processes visited our stations to update their registration status, and 1.3 million came to our stations to re-register in the same voting district, meaning that those persons came to our stations to verify if they were on the voter's roll, and because we did not have an adequate address for them, we asked them to re-register even though they were already on the voter's roll so that we could have an improved address for those persons.
Yes, so that's an overview now. In terms of one particular segment which there is a great deal of focus on, and that is the youth. Did you manage to attract young and first-time voters?
Yes. Of the 3 million people who came to stations to register, 692, just under 700,000 or 78.6% were the youth, meaning people in the age categories 16 to 29 year old. I think in this respect, this registration weekend was a success as it relates to us being able to engage with young people.
Which provinces saw the biggest response to the call to register?
The province of KwaZulu-Natal registered in excess of 800,000 activity on the two registration weekend, and of the over 800 people that went to stations, 166,000 were persons who were registering for the first time. They are followed closely by the Gauteng province with 156 new registrations on the voter's roll. Together, the two provinces account for half of the total registration yield over the weekend.
Are those who missed out on the weekend, what options are open to them still to register?
For those persons who were unable for whatever reason to go to our voting stations over the weekend, they could visit our municipal offices and register there during working hours during the week, or they could register with convenience at their voting station over the weekend of the 9th and the 10th of April. The Commission took a decision to have a last opportunity for persons to register on a general basis, and for that purpose, we will again be opening all our voting stations across the country over the weekend of the 9th and the 10th of April.
Okay, so that is the dates that have been earmarked for the next voter registration weekend. Thank you very much for sharing the details.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening. Bye.
Bye.
Masego Shiburi speaking to us about the voter registration weekend. I tell you what, the number of 3 million really shocked me. I thought it's going to be maybe a million. I never expected. I think our total, the electorate, what we call the electorate, the possible voters in the national elections were 20 million. 20 million people from the country that can vote or do vote. And that was the total number of votes that came through in the national elections. And now we find that 3 million have come through for this. Obviously, there are those that all the details are in order, so there's no need for them to re-register or check up on the details. So it's heartwarming to think that 700,000 youth have gotten involved by registering. These are heartwarming figures, and we need to be active, and we need to take our the future of the country into our hands by being active citizens and not sitting on the fringes and complaining. There is the opportunity for us to get involved. Let us get involved.